Nathan sits closer than usual to me on the couch and turns toward me with a face I can't quite read.
What's that face for?
I poke him in the cheek.
Huh? Nothing.
Nathan, we've been best friends since high school. I can tell when you're lying, so spill it. He lets out a deflating puff of air from his cheeks while rolling his head from side to side like he's getting up the courage.
I've seen you naked. There, I said it.
For some reason, my natural instinct when hearing those words is to shoot to my feet and throw a couch pillow at him.
No, you have not.
Nathan's laugh feels surreal, like I'm dreaming.
I really have. It was an accident. You were coming out of the shower and...
Whoa, are you okay? You look like you're gonna pass out.
I am. By the way, I am 1000% going to pass out. This is not okay. What was I doing? Oh, God, please tell me I wasn't dancing. Maybe this is why he never made a move on me. He saw me naked and felt nothing. Nathan takes my arm and tugs me down beside him on the couch.
See, this is exactly why I didn't tell you. I knew you'd freak out. Look, Bree, we can be adults about this.
No, we can't. We're not adults about anything. Why would you expect that now? I'm so humiliated. Did you linger? Did you stare? How much of a look did you get? And what angle? Nathan tilts his head back, looking at the ceiling.
Okay, no, I didn't linger because I'm not a perv. And it was sort of a 360-degree angle because you walked out of your bathroom and then, I don't know, forgot something you needed in there and spun around to go back in.
Bree, I'm so sorry. What can I do to make it better?
I push off the couch and stand. An idea immediately strikes me, and I don't give it a second thought before blurting it out. You can take off your clothes and even the score.